It's episode number 2478 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 7th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Britney Spears hasn't been in the news for a while, so let's talk about Britney because she's had crap going on.
Uh-oh.
She says she was assaulted in Las Vegas Wednesday night by a security guard for the San Antonio Spurs after she tried to approach Victor Wembanyama. I got
easy,
it right.
Easy for you to say.
Bless you. Britney and Victor both happened to be walking into a restaurant called Catch at the same time.
Okay.
I guess it's called Catch.
It's Catch, yeah. Okay.
Walking in at the same time.
At the same time, they were.
Like one of those cartoon things where they try to go through the door at the same time.
Imagine the entourage. I mean, they're walking in Las Vegas.
They're going
into this swanky restaurant with their entourages. Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, don't get to sit down at the table and eat with them.
Well, of course not.
They have
not.
To stand back in the corner while they eat, the bodyguards and such.
Now, apparently, Britney's a fan. Who didn't know she liked basketball?
Maybe she didn't know until then. This guy's a real tall guy, you know, walking in front of her or whatever.
Well, she weaseled her way into his entourage, Wembanyama.
She weaseled.
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 And she tried to get his attention.
Oh, what'd she do?
But as she touched him.
Uh-oh, she touched him.
Yes. The security guy backhanded her.
Oh.
Knocking her sunglasses
off.
What? Yeah, first off, it's like, you know, there's a whole adage of don't hit a woman. But
yeah.
There's
and don't hit a woman wearing glasses. And
he could have just yanked her arm, maybe.
He could have said, excuse me, ma'am. Or just hold his hand up and said, excuse us, ma'am.
Yeah, back off.
Back off.
No touchy-feely.
Wow.
Now, there's a few different stories about how it went down.
Sure there are.
Of course. So one
probably
source
should look at the one on TMZ with all the video.
One source claims the guy hit Britney's hand, causing her to hit herself in the face.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, we know what that one is.
Now, the same source also claims Britney was knocked to the ground.
Oh, my. Wow. This gets better and better, does it not?
Yeah. So Victor said he didn't know what happened. I don't know.
You should ask Sam. Sam was probably with her. He'll tell us.
Well, probably. Maybe. Yeah. Depends, but he probably doesn't hang out.
It's probably on Threads. This happened when? Wednesday night? Well, they had all day yesterday posted on Threads. I'll have to check out Britney Spears, maybe see if she's on Threads yet.
Now, at least one source claims that the members of Victor's security detail, that they apologized to Britney, and she accepted.
Okay, all right. That's cool.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
But was she slapped? Was she hit? Was she thrown to the ground? Was she backhanded? Was she handcuffed? I don't know.
We don't know. I don't know.
Don't know.
And I can't tell if Britney Spears with the verified check on Threads is actually her because it says Britney Spears, but it says Maria River Red. I don't
know. All right. And there's no blue check mark?
There's a blue check mark, but you don't need to be verified.
Oh, yes.
All you got to do is buy one. We could buy one. It'll cost us $20 a month.
Okay, on Threads, it has the blue check mark, right?
Yeah, it's carried over from your Instagram.
But that, you don't have to pay for those. Those are official.
You got to pay for them on Instagram.
On Instagram you do, on Twitter.
And on Twitter. Two different companies, two different prices.
No, I know, I'm just making sure you have to pay for the blue check mark on both. Okay, got it.
All right, there you go. And we hope that Britney's okay and no damage to her face.
A celebrity can't lose weight anymore without everyone accusing them of taking Ozempic.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Ozempic doesn't melt the fat off.
Yeah, no, but
it kind of curbs the appetite a bit. But
yeah, but maybe that helps people who are just can't get past that extra little. Because I can imagine the celebrities are just like us, right?
Sure. Oh,
but
yes,
they've got chefs and trainers that they have money, and the trainers beat the crap out of them. They abuse them mentally to get them to lose weight. Sometimes you can do it. You can do it.
Is that
you know who
abusive?
I would
want?
I think that's abusive. At some point, it's abusive when you want to have an ice cream cone. It's really abusive.
You're a star, John. Where's your personal trainer and chef?
I can't afford one. I don't have one. I am my own personal trainer.
how's that working for you?
It's not working for me.
All right, so take a case in point, Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson, where the hell has she been?
And she flat out denies Ozempic use.
She denies everything, though.
She says it's willpower, and she's gone up and down.
She has all her life, yeah. No,
kidding. She's lost weight before.
I haven't seen her in a while. Is she on? Wasn't she on one of the runway shows or something?
I don't know. And she says, do people want me to be drinking again?
No.
Because that's when I was heavier.
No.
Or they want me to be having another baby?
No.
My body can't do it.
Jessica, you're too old to have more babies.
And
stop
she
it.
Says, am I going to let negativity derail me? No.
No.
But it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Oh, come on, Jessica.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Meanwhile, Christina Hendricks from Mad Men posted some pictures
now,
of herself.
Now, Christina.
In a little black dress.
Christina was voluptuous. She was, I mean, she was the epitome of voluptuous. And
voluptuous.
I tried to say that. She was the redhead.
Yeah.
And she was a partner by the time they got done in the whole firm there. She was one of the partners. But, yeah, I don't know. She's really slimmed down. I mean.
She looks a lot thinner than usual.
Yeah.
So everyone's naturally accusing her of taking Ozempic, and she hasn't responded
yet.
But
see, this is the
thing. And so what if she is? So what if she did?
So here's the thing. Getting prescription drugs, if you're a celebrity, Easy. You go to Dr. Michael, who has a kitchenette. I'm stealing this from John Mulroney.
In the kitchenette.
In the kitchenette. And you say, I need some Ozempic. He goes, great. And he writes you a script for it. No, I mean, the medicine we've been hearing a lot about this is for diabetics, right?
Yeah.
And it's basically, you know, to help them with, what is it, the A1C?
Don't you remember when
FinFin like
came out?
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is probably better than FinFin.
Yes.
This has been proven and.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah. It's got its risk, but, you know, FinFin was, you know, risk. Proved also to
especially
cause heart damage.
Especially if you get them from Dr. Michael.
In the kitchenette.
In the kitchenette.
In his apartment.
But I, you know what, there's got to be some, we know this now when it comes to tabloids. If two of them have the same story, there's got to be some truth, right? There's got to be some truth to this Ozempic thing. So, anyway, well, you know what? We wish these ladies well. I'm glad that they're losing weight. Losing weight means they're being healthy, and that's good.
So, if they so choose to, yes.
If they so choose to. So we should apologize to these two ladies because they have been, perhaps they have been wrongly accused.
Perhaps.
So we will say today our apologies to Jessica Simpson and to Christina
Hendricks.
And you
know what? If you are taking it, it's nobody's business.
That's true. And also Halle Berry, who posted her first and only threads yesterday.
Oh,
have a good weekend. More news on Monday. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.